This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Ball Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So give us that call. And we're going to definitely do everything we can to help you out so you can get those gardening questions you have answered. And just remember, we'll do everything we can to help you with it. We'll spend as much time as needed with you so that you can have those questions answered and you don't have to worry about it on the other end. So it's, if you're just waking up, or if you've been outside in the past couple of days, you can tell that it's frigid out there. It is pretty cold. We're going through some cold temperatures. I think right now it's what did I see? It's about 6 degrees where I am. Yeah, 6. And we're getting ready for a pretty decent snowstorm coming. So. Should be interesting. We've got a good amount of snow here due in, Monday into Tuesday, right? Where it's most of the night on Monday is when it's going to really be the bigger thing. We're going to get some snow during the day tomorrow, and then it's overnight. And then it's into Tuesday. Tuesday's where's the big amount. And they're talking right now anywhere from 6 to 10 to 10 to 15 inches in my area. So we'll call that a pretty good storm. This is the same storm that in other parts of the country dropped a ton of snow. I wouldn't be surprised if it moves one way or the other. We get more than they're expecting. Could be less. No, that's just kind of what happens. We've said this before with weather. But I said it last week. I was saying, I really want some snow. Well, I'm going to get it, I guess, here. But it should be helpful, right? We've, getting us into next season or this next season away from a drought. This amount of snow that's coming here is really, really going to be helpful for the next season. Get us off on the right foot when it comes to drought-wise, weather-wise. Once this snow melts, goes back into the ground, it's really going to help us. This is something that we've been talking about drought types for months, all the way back until July, really, how bad it was, how bad it's been, right? So We need this. We definitely do need the snow. We do need it. I know it's, it's really going to feel like winter. Let's hope we don't get to the point where we were in 2015, where it was just every week back-to-back blizzards, basically, where we got like 115, 120 something inches of snow. So that's definitely, let's hope it doesn't get to that point. I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers at this point, but like I said, just wanted some snow, have that ground covered for a little bit, feel that it's winter, not be ready completely for spring yet, even though we're chomping at the bit here to get to spring. So, things to be just, thinking about and getting to that next spot here. But, speaking of spring, we can be thinking about a bunch of different things to be doing. You can take a look at our newsletter that comes out each week. Get some things, some thoughts ready. This week it's talking about different berries, strawberries and raspberries. That's what we're talking about in the newsletter. Some good information on what to do on both of them, how to plant them and how you should use them. So definitely take a look at that. You can sign up for our newsletter at paulparent.com. On that website, you scroll all the way down to the bottom and get some, it says sign up for the newsletter here. Click on that and you can get our weekly newsletter. It usually comes out on Fridays at this point. So you can take a look and see. So that's something that's some good info on it week after week. Still have a glitch on our website that we're working on to get the old archived newsletters. Because I know some of you will hear what we talk about on the newsletter during the week and say, I want that one. Well, we can do our best to get it to you. You can always email us and we'll try to send you a new one, or the one that had just gone by. You can send us that email, but the email is right on the website at paulparent.com. Where you can ask for that newsletter. On there, there's also some options to take a look at listening to us live, right? I know on some of the stations we're in, all over the place, we are, only on for a certain amount of time, but I'm here 6 to 10, so I've got 4 hours of the show. So you can listen to us online. You can go to the website again. Click on Listen Live. You'll go to our GCN affiliate, and they will get you to the podcast. You can listen to old ones, or you can listen to us live while we're on here today, because we are here 6 to 10. So 4 hours of gardening questions to help you out. So give us a call if you have questions, and any gardening question will help. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started, so we got plenty of time to be doing anything within the garden. Now, I know some of you are chomping at the bit to really get into the garden and want to know when you can plant certain seeds, when you can do certain things. And I'm getting a few emails here and there asking those questions. When can we do this? When can we do that? Well, a lot of our veggies, we're still another couple weeks away from starting with those, starting some of those vegetables that we want to start inside, right? One of the ones that we try to get a head start with our seeds. We're usually starting those indoors, like a tomato, right? The beginning of March. Some of them can be at the middle to the end of February. We're still got a little bit of time to start a lot of those different tomatoes that we're looking for. If we're looking a lot of the vegetables, right? Those are the ones that we want to get a head start. can get those, you know, going and saying, all right, I'm going to get this one this year. I'm going to do this one. You know, if we're looking at like jalapeno peppers, right? Jalapeno peppers, those take a little bit longer. So maybe towards the end of February, right? So we're getting a little bit closer to that point where at the end of January, today's the last day of January. So we definitely are getting to that point where, you know, we're a couple weeks away from being able to start some of those seeds indoors. You know, this is the time to get everything ready. You know, maybe get your seed packets in order, get your soil ready, get your starter pots ready, or if you use like six packs or if you use pots individual, get those guys ready. There's plenty to get ready at this point. So, you know, start thinking about what you're going to do. Do you need a heat mat? Do you need a little fan like we've been talking about? Do you need, you know, a grow light? What do you need? What else do you need that you don't have at this point? You know, a lot of your local garden centers will have all those seeds starting right now. A lot of them are, you know, get those in January so they can be ready for that next season. So maybe take a trip out to the local garden center. You can buy some seeds, you can buy some soil, you can buy a heat mat, all those different things. So we can definitely talk about those going forward. But if you have questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show to get to the gardening questions, so give us that call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out with that. Now, during the break, I was just taking a look because I started talking about the drought conditions, and obviously we dealt with the drought conditions for a good amount of time this past season, and everything I'm reading, with all the rain and snow we've had, we are back up to normal. We are out of the drought conditions at this point. You know, it's just basically a map basically shows us that there is no drought at this point. You know, it's good to see, right? But let's keep going with that, right? We want to continue on with that. We want to continue and see, you know, all right, we're going good. And that's what the snow is going to do for us. It's going to get us into next season, ready to start the season versus being behind. So, you know, right now, the entire state of Massachusetts is 100% out of the drought. I was looking, parts of northern New Hampshire are actually still in part of that drought. They're in the, you know, the abnormally dry is what they kind of call it, versus, you know, this extreme drought. So, you know, that's it, we're getting there. So this snow will help. Snow will get us back into that good level. But again, I'm seeing, you know, still parts of New Hampshire, Vermont are into that abnormally dry. There's even other areas like the northern part of New Hampshire, Vermont, which are in a moderate drought still. So they could definitely use some of this snow, right? So definitely, definitely hoping they can get some of that up there, get some of the rain, so we can start this next season on a good path, right? So it's, we've been monitoring it. We've been looking at it. because it is so important to us. And the great thing about this is some of your plants that were having some issues towards the end there, getting this water back into the soil, starting the season off right. We're going to be doing some good. Your plants should be starting off good this year to begin the season. So definitely keep your eye out on that. Get ready for spring, once the ground thaws, which we'll have some time at this point. You'll be able to get some of that fertilizer, get that stuff ready for you. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Amy's in Northampton.
Amy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. I have a couple of different questions.
Sure.
With money being a little tight these days, I am doing something I've never done before. I usually buy hanging baskets for the summer. I love the drapey begonias. I think they're Rieger begonias, and I get geraniums.
Yep.
And I have quite a few of them. I usually buy about a dozen, and that's a lot of money. So this is the first time I've ever successfully, number one, gotten them through the entire season. Very proud of that. But I have a teenager helping me to water. And now I'm trying to winter them over. And, oh, my word, they're really not looking very good. The geraniums are very straggly. They're very sparse. And the begonias are also pretty leggy. I've taken quite a few cuttings from the begonias because they root really nicely in water.
Mm-hmm.
So, two questions. First of all, about the geraniums, are they going to be okay? I've got them in room temperature with natural sunlight, and I've been watering them regularly, and same with the begonias. So, with the begonias, am I better off just trying to pot the cuttings that I have? Or can I still salvage these really leggy begonias, and same for the geranium?
Okay. So we can definitely help you with both of those. We're going to hit a break here in a minute, so I want you to hang tight with me, but I'll get started a little bit. So being leggy isn't a bad thing. We can use some of those cuttings to make more plants. We can cut back the initial plant to get them going and rejuvenated. So let's hang tight with me. We'll go into the geraniums, what to be doing at this point, and then the begonias. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's 5 impeachment defense attorneys have left a little more than a week before his trial is set to begin. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier have unexpectedly quit the team. Sources say it was a mutual decision for both to leave. Josh Howard, a North Carolina attorney who was recently added, has also left. Johnny Glaser and Greg Harris from South Carolina are also no longer involved with the case. Sources say that the president wanted the attorneys to argue there was mass election fraud. The attorneys wanted to focus on the legality of convicting a president after he's left office. The attorneys had not yet been paid any advance fees, and a letter of intent was never signed. The former president has only a week to to retain attorneys, as legal briefs are due, and the trial is set to begin only a few days after. This is USA Radio News. The more contagious variants of COVID-19 were identified in Maryland and in Arizona this week as the U.S. surpassed more than 26 million infections since the start of the pandemic. On Friday, the United States reported at least 166,000 new cases and 3,600 new deaths due to the virus. The variants have been found to spread more easily between people, but have not been found to cause a more severe illness. Initial evidence suggests the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine can be as effective against the variants as the original. On Thursday, a freezer at a Kaiser Permanente facility in Seattle failed suddenly. That prompted an overnight scramble to vaccinate as many people as possible before 5:30 in the morning, when the Moderna vaccines were set to expire. According to the Seattle Times, at least 2,300 vaccine doses were wasted, including 1,000 lost due to improper storage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Amy in regards to geraniums and begonias and overwintering them and making sure they're successful. Now, we'll start with the geranium. Now, with the geranium, a lot of the geraniums want a dormancy period during the winter, right? It seems like you're it just keeps going for you, right? That's what we're...
Exactly.
Okay. Now...
Yeah, I have it upstairs in our home, right out in bright sunlight.
Perfect. So if you want to keep them out there, that's the perfect thing to be doing, is keeping them in the bright light, so south-facing window or a grow light if you can. That just will help them. You want to make sure that you're always keeping them away from drafts, that type of thing. But if that's what you want to do, it's perfectly all right. Keep them in that sunny window and keep going with the sun with them. If you wanted to, you know, get them... if you want to get cuttings from them, that can be done easily. Usually, like 4 to 6 inches of a portion of the stem can be used. You can get those the lower part of it right as you're going to be putting it into like soil. You're going to cut it again, put it into rooting hormone, and then plant it. So real easy to do. But there's another way. There's another way of overwintering geraniums. A lot of times you can just get them to go into the dormancy period. Basically, you're just putting them in like a cool, unheated area, like a basement. And a lot of people put like a paper bag over the top of them once, you know, for the winter, and kind of check on them every few weeks and then bring them back from there. So that they have like a dormant period, right? That's what, you know, some will do. It's really up to you on how you want to do it. So you're not doing anything wrong with what you've been doing. You're doing everything right. Okay. So,
okay.
what I would just suggest doing with the plant because you're still using it. Give it a little bit of a boost of some fertilizer, because when it's inside and it's just kind of doing its thing, it doesn't have that natural outside, it doesn't have as many nutrients. I'm not talking like heavy nutrients, but just a light, maybe like a fertilizer with like a fish fertilizer or just a basic like all-purpose fertilizer, and that can help you throughout the season, so you're getting into next season and not worrying about it. Okay, now,
okay.
With the begonia, what type of begonia was it?
I believe it's called a Rieger begonia. It's a really beautiful, drapey kind of begonia. It's not the wax begonia. It's got these amazing, really, really beautiful yellows and oranges and reds.
Yep. Okay.
The leaf is shaped like half of a heart.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. excuse me. All right. So again, these are ones that a lot of people with like a begonia will just say, "All right, see you later," and toss it at the end of the season. With these, you can keep them all year, right? You're looking for that, you know, bright indirect sunlight year round. You can definitely get them to rebloom depending upon how much light they get. They need a certain amount of light to get them to rebloom. I'm sure at this point has it started. Basically, you're just dealing with some green leaves.
Well, occasionally the new growth, because it is throwing off new growth, so the center of the pot is actually full of very small leaves as it's putting up the new growth, and every once in a while it'll throw a bud, but then the bud just kind of shrivels and falls off.
Okay.
Like a flower bud.
Yeah, and that could be part of maybe not enough light during the day. So it could be temperatures, because it doesn't want to get any lower than 60 degrees. So maybe if there's a draft or something, it could affect it that way. But these are really some of the best ones for propagation, for cuttings. And I know you had mentioned that, you know, they're starting to get a little bit leggy. These are definitely an easier begonia to do that with.
When would you suggest that I start basically new hanging baskets with them?
So I would start them now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, they usually say the best time to take cutting is after the bloom is over. But I think with what you're going with right now, because it's showing new foliage, new growth, that's when they usually recommend, you know, starting the new cuttings. And you're already at that point in time. So
okay.
take some cuttings, 4 to 6 inches. What I always suggest, so get some nice light soil to get into new pots, because you want the root system to be able to expand in there nice and easy. So what I always do, I'll get the pots ready. I'll get the soil ready. And what I mean by getting the soil ready is I'll already get that soil wet. You know, not sopping wet where you have to wring out the soil, but wet enough, because when it comes to using cuttings, you're going to place the cutting in there with rooting hormone, and you're not going to want to wash the, you know, water it in and then wash the rooting hormone, you know, through. So
sure.
I like to get that soil already ready and wet, and then have all the pots ready. Make cuttings 4 to 6 inches, and just right before you're going to, unless you're doing it right from the cutting to the soil, make that cut, then place it into the rooting hormone, and then put it into a pot. What I like to do is put it into the center and then pinch the soil around it to hold it tight a little bit. You can go into the soil an inch or so with that. So that's not a problem. And then put those back into, you know, the sunny window to get them going. It can take about 7 to 14 days for really root system to start on there. In that time frame,
you don't need to water as much. You don't need to, you know, unless the soil really starts getting dry, but it's not, the soil's not going to, excuse me, the plant's not going to absorb that water until it starts getting that root system. And so it can take some time. So it's not something where you're going to have to constantly be watering daily or every couple days. Just keep an eye on it. But the begonias that you have, the Rieger begonias, are one of the easier ones to get to grow. So, you know, it can even be even some leaves, just leaves, you know, leaf tip cuttings is what they'll get on as well. So it doesn't have to just be a stem. It can be just leaf cuttings. But I always like to give it a little something else. So that's why I go about 4 to 6 inch pieces so that it has a little extra to start. But that's just me.
Okay.
So you have... Sounds good. You definitely can get these into going into the next season, but since both the geranium and the begonia are still going and still showing growth, you know, I wouldn't be waiting to get them into a new pot. Because on both of them, they kind of say after they bloom, after they've done this, but they're both showing growth and you're keeping them throughout the year. So any time would work on these.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Amy. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, with the snow coming, you know, I know everybody can go either way with snow. Well, here's a good reason why we want snow. My father used to say it all the time, but it's an old Yankee expression, as they call it. It's a poor man's fertilizer. So that's, you know, what it is snowflakes, as they form and fall, they will absorb nitrates from the atmosphere and then release these nutrients into the soil as the snow melts. You know, a lot of the winter snow is lost when the ground is frozen, but it can actually, there are figures out there that will say that as much as 5 to 10 pounds of nitrates can be into the soil per acre. So, you know, you never know, but again, it is that poor man's fertilizer. So my father used to call it that all the time. I remember always hearing it, and he'd be like, all right, we get it. We get it, Dad. I got it. But yeah, so, you know, the snow's a good thing. The other thing about it is that insulation that it does, that snow helps insulate the ground underneath it, protecting our plants from that freeze-thaw effect. And if you've been listening the past few weeks, I have talked about seeing some buds form on some plants here and there because of the weather that we had been having. Hopefully this slows a lot of it down and gets it to, you know, take that deep breath and say, all right, it's not spring yet. But, you know, it definitely is worth it. Now, the snow, the other thing is, you know, every 12 inches of snow is about an inch of rain. So, you know, think about it this way. If we were getting an inch of rain, we'd be getting 12 inches of snow. But we're looking at those, you know, some of those numbers across the board here, anywhere up to, you know, 15, 16 inches. So we're looking at about an inch of water going into the soil if the ground were thawed, but eventually getting back into the soil. So snow is good. I know it doesn't make an easy time driving, but a lot of us aren't driving as much as we have been in the past, so that's not a bad thing. You know, don't get so mad at the snow, because it is something for us to really help the garden, the lawn, etc. You know, putting that nitrogen right at the beginning of the season into the soil, not a bad thing, especially for lawns to help green it up. And like I said, with that insulation of the snow for our plants, that's a big thing too. Keeping the plants at that same temperature. So instead of that freeze-thaw effect, when we get the warm temperatures during the day and then it's cold at night, It can wake up the roots, can wake up the plant, and then can do more damage going forward to your plants. So we definitely want to, we want that snow to be there to help us out. You know, having the ground just not covered in snow has been something that isn't beneficial for our lawn and garden. So we need it. We want it. Just be happy that it's coming, because it is a good thing. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of time in the show today. So we got a little over 3 hours. So plenty of time to get to your questions. So give us that call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out with that. So definitely stay tuned for more of those questions. We'll go over a few more things today. And get ready for that snowstorm that's coming in tomorrow into Tuesday. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
All hey, sorry right. about that. We got Beth in, she's in Lakeport, in Laconia, New Hampshire.
Awesome. Good morning, Beth. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. This is my first time ever even hearing your show.
Oh, awesome.
Now, what is the name of your show? Excuse me.
It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. This was my father's show.
Paul Parent Garden Club, right. That's it. And what's your name?
My name is Patrick. I'm.
Okay, Patrick. Cool. So here's my question.
Sure.
I was delighted with the lady Amy who called in about begonias and geraniums.
Yep.
Because my mother, God bless her, she would have been 100 this year if she lived. She grew geraniums 3-4 feet, you know, for years and years, indoor, outdoor. And she had a whole winter sun thing going, so she just kept them going. And then she would bring in begonias and little delicate impatiens. Overwintering.
Yep.
So she taught me how. But I just learned so much about the paper bag for the dormancy and all that. And I love your 4 to 6 inches and all that. So what is my question? Okay, so I have a mounding pine, little miniature. I'm going to go find what it is. It's a mounding miniature pine that is often used for the, what do you call it? What's the Chinese name? No, Japanese. When you're cutting the little, you know, you make shapes.
Yeah, the origami there?
Yeah, no.
Bonsai?
No, like that. Bonsai, yeah.
There we go.
So this is a mounding. I'm looking for the time. about 6 inches tall, and it's called a mounding something rainbow pen, okay? And it's made for ornamental and or bonsai.
Okay.
It looks dead, because I think I didn't water it enough, because I was trying not to overwater it. So if I punch it, all of the tiny leaves are going to fall off. It's about 6 inches by 6 inches, and it looks like a little tiny cypress, okay? So I just let it separate. Can I revive this thing, or is it just now a, like, you know, pretty little, you know, dried up Christmas tree ornament that's not going to do anything?
Okay. So here's what I'd like you to do to really tell if it's going to survive for you. On some of the branches that are there, take your fingernail and scratch the bark a little bit and see if there's green underneath there. If there's green underneath there, that means it's still viable and you can get it back. If it's brown under there and kind of brittle, it pretty much means that you can't get there, right? But here's the thing I would want you to do if it is green under there. There's a product out there.
But as if it were, then tell me the next time I can save it.
Okay. So say it were green under there, was having some issues, and you really wanted to keep going. What I'd like to see you do is there's a product out there called Protolizer. Right? What it is it's tons of microbes.
It's like a plant protolizer.
Protolizer. Yep, just how it sounds.
Okay. Yep.
It's from Natural Alternative. You can get it online. What I'd want you to do is use that in your watering solution every week to 2 weeks. So if it's not doing so well, what you do is you do it every week for about a month.
Yeah.
If it's doing all right, then it's every 2 weeks. If it's doing fine, you do it once a month.
But the idea throughout the year?
Yes. So both. Because what it does is it actually will work with the fertilizers you use. So this isn't strictly a fertilizer. This is something that works with it. But what it does is gets those the fertilizer activate the right way for your plant, allow the plant to take it up easier and revive it. And what it'll do is, like I said, it's tons of little microbes in the soil that will help your fertilizer, will release trapped nutrients, those types of things, and get it back to the plant to allow it to revive. So
again, for the nose, which to uptake and which to...
Exactly. So it helps the plant understand, you know, it just kind of gets it to that point where the plant will be able to take what it needs.
Yeah, I hear your music coming on, so I'm guessing you got to go. But would that be similar to like a microbiome that we have in our vet type of thing, or any biology, microbiome?
Yeah, any type of microbes would be helpful. So definitely try to use those, and it will help. All right, we're going to take that break. I got to go. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, man.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.